Welcome to the spot where the darts run high. No topic off limits, you heard. J.R. Booker, every single word. Politics to cars, that's the range. Culture shaping us, exchange. Honesty's the game we play. Garage to our newsroom today. Unexpected turns, yeah, we swerve. ADHD, what you deserve. A little humor on the side. Open minds, open wide.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast, The ADHD Mind with Jay Arbuckle. Hope you enjoyed the new intro. That was done by a friend of mine. I'd like to thank him very much. That was awesome. Came out great. So this is going to be part of a new series where I go on TikTok and I ask the question. And we're going to read some of the comments and answer some of the comments that I get in that particular series. And I may just give my opinion on that particular subject that I was talking about. Now, you won't get that on TikTok because, well, on TikTok, you're very limited to what you can say and talk about. So that's what we're going to talk about here on the podcast, everything we cannot talk about on TikTok. So the first question in this series was, should we allow dual citizenship? Meaning, should the members of Congress and Senate be able to hold a dual citizenship between the United States and their country of origin? All right, so there have been instances where they have tried to propose legislation. So there was a little more transparency with those members who have dual citizenship. So one of the bills, H.R. 2356, was proposed. It was a Dual Loyalty Disclosure Act, and that was introduced by Representative Thomas Massey. So that bill would have required candidates for federal office to disclose any dual citizenship when they filed a run, and that disclosure would have been made public. And there was another bill, H.R. 7484, introduced in 2024 by Tim Burchett, and this bill would require members of Congress who are also foreign nationals to file a statement with the relevant ethics committee, and if they didn't comply, it would result in a fine. So there are many members of Congress and Senate who hold dual citizenship. Now, the problem I see here is that if you have a dual citizenship, how do we know that you're not acting on the best interest of the United States of America? How do we know that you're just not going to just say, screw it all, I'm for my country, blah, blah, blah. That's a very, very, very bad scenario. Now, of course, this is just my opinion. That's why I have the podcast, so I can voice my opinion. So what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to find the facts. Okay, so here's the facts. The facts of having a dual citizenship are it's having the legal rights of a citizen in two or more countries simultaneously, typically by birth, descent, or naturalization. And the fact is, it does allow for it make it easier to travel between the two countries. Now, it does garnish the fact that there could be a big security issue with that, traveling between the two countries all the time. And you also have to worry about, you know, the laws of both countries. Then, like I said, there is also the loyalty issue. Who are you loyal to? Are you loyal to the country that you came from? Or are you loyal to the country that you reside in and serve and protect and make laws for? So my opinion is this, that it's just my opinion. Personally, I don't think we should be able to have members of Congress or that hold high-ranking offices should be allowed to have a dual citizenship. First and foremost is I want to make sure that the officials that are there are loyal to America. Now, I do understand that some of these officials do kind of represent the countries that they are from, and that's an important thing also. But I want my official to be loyal to us. And I know that sounds a little bit snippy and a little bit bigoted, but it's true. I think that they should be worried most about everybody who is within our borders. So with that being said, let's take a look at what some of, or let's take a listen to, because this is a podcast, you can't say it, at what some of the comments were underneath that post. So one viewer just says, plain out, I love it. Here's another viewer says, no one in America should have dual citizenship. You should have to relinquish your other citizenship, just like Mexico does. They have a law where you cannot be a Mexican citizen unless you relinquish your rights from the other country and say you are not associated with them. Let's make being an American a proud American again. And the reply to that was, I agree. Dual citizenship is being abused. People should be more respectful of the country you reside in. Another viewer just agreed, says you got a point. Another viewer says, no way. I'm assuming that is in favor of what I was trying to say. Another viewer says, I think it does go against their best interest for the U.S. Anyone in office should be an American citizen only. If they have a dual citizenship, their number one priority is not America. And then, of course, you have the people who probably didn't listen to the whole video say, is because of president. Now, listen, I'm not a grammar Nazi, okay? But at least speaking complete sentences. Thank you very much. So another one says, should be illegal and they should be arrested. Now, arrested may be a strong word right there. I think maybe investigated, and you want to make sure that the person is loyal to America. You want to make sure there's no backyard shady crap going on. Now, that was the first video in the series, so I didn't get a lot of comments on it. That particular video only got 196 views and 12 shares, 12 comments, and 9 likes. But that's okay, because that's the beginning of the video series. So where do we go from here? Obviously, the people in Congress right now, we cannot just remove them. That is a process, and it's a lengthy process. And you have to prove that they're actually doing something wrong. But, however, we can make sure that in the future that these people cannot hold dual citizenships. Now, some people will say, listen, you know, this lessens the amount of people that are able to run for Congress or for Senate. But let's look at it this way. Will more people stand up if there are less people willing to take the place? So in other words, we cannot have, you know, somebody from Somalia talking about how they're more loyal to their country than they are to America. I will not mention any names, but we all know who did that. And to be quite frankly, that shit is very unacceptable. At that moment when she said that, she should have been investigated. And if found to have actually more loyalty to her country than to our country, she should be removed from office. So now we're going to take a look at who actually holds a dual citizenship. Okay, so after much research, I could not find any definitive answers of who has a dual citizenship and who does not. So if anybody out there listening can come up with that list and have it be factual, that would be great, and I will make a podcast about it later. All right, so now let's look at the pros and cons of having a dual citizenship in Congress and in Senate. Okay, so according to Investopedia.com, some of the advantages are political rights. As a dual citizen, you're able to vote, run for office, and donate to political campaigns without any restrictions. You have an ability to work and travel. As a citizen, you won't need a work permit to hold down a job in either country, and you won't need a visa when you travel between the two countries. Accessing social services. Dual citizenship lets you access social services like healthcare, education, among others. Two passports. You can hold the passports of both countries, eliminating the need for long-term visas. Keep in mind that there may be certain restrictions. For instance, if you are a dual national of the U.S., you will require a U.S. passport when you re-enter the country. Property ownership. Dual citizens are often allowed to purchase and hold property in one or both countries. Okay, so that's interesting. I find that interesting. So here's the disadvantages. Dual obligations. You may be bound by the restrictions, laws, and obligations of both countries, even if they conflict. For instance, some countries require citizens to complete mandatory military service. The U.S., however, doesn't allow its citizens to be members of a foreign country's military. If you don't comply, you may lose your U.S. citizenship. That's why it's important to understand the laws of both countries. Double taxation. You may be required to pay taxes in both countries, regardless of where you live and work. Citizens of the U.S. are taxed on global income, which means you may be taxed in the U.S. and your home country. Of course, why not? The U.S. has to fucking tax everything. Even if you take a piss, you gotta pay a piss tax. Some countries have tax treaties, which can reduce or eliminate your tax liability to avoid double taxation. For example, Canadians with U.S. income and U.S. citizens who work and live in Canada are not double taxed. Barriers to certain jobs. Being a dual citizen may disqualify you from certain jobs, including those in the government. Complicated process. Being a citizen may be easy in certain cases, like being born in one country, but in others you may face hefty fees and long wait times. Applications for U.S. citizenship cost hundreds of dollars, but can cost even more if you hire a lawyer. Application processing times tend to take several months. Okay, so there are some of the pros and cons, but never once did it mention that that particular person who has the dual citizenship may be more loyal to their original country than they are to the United States. Now, there is a clip of, I think her name is Ilhan Omar, who kind of went viral. There was a clip of her saying in her native language that she was more loyal to her original country than she was to the United States. But I have two problems with that. One, it was in her native language, so I can't tell what she's saying. And two, with AI the way it is these days, how do we know that that was not a generated clip? Now, I do try to research everything that I talk about. So, let's talk about that. So, I've looked in many sources all around. The internet is a very powerful thing. It can help you find whatever you want to know or don't know, whatever fact you want to find, and you can come to your own conclusion whether it's true or false. Now, I researched this extensively, probably about 30 minutes, which is a lot of time on the internet. Now, I am not Democrat. I am not Republican. I'm more of a in-the-center kind of person. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I would be labeled as. Some people told me I would be more of a in-the-center libertarian constitutionalist, which I think I'm leaning more towards. I personally believe that the Republicans have some good policies. The Democrats have some good policies. I believe that there are good policies with every party. And I usually don't agree with what Ilhan Omar has to say. But in this case, from what I found, it appears to be a false statement. Like I said, first of all, you know, the clip is in her native language. So I wouldn't be able to tell, or average American wouldn't be able to tell, if the clip was actually true or false. And I urge everybody who listens to the podcast that if you do see a clip online or somebody tells you something, to make sure you research it first before you go out, you know, putting out a rage post or getting on TikTok and, you know, expressing your feelings about something that may or may not be true. I feel like that's most of the problem in America these days, is because we're getting duped at what may be false and what may be the truth. And that goes for everything. That goes for what's going on with your groceries, what's going on with your economy, what's going on especially with your government. I remember a time when the internet first came out, they were happy and very pleased that Americans would have the information at their fingertips. And somehow we've become a bunch of emotional, rage-baiting, brain-rot morons, and we have more information. There are facts everywhere among us, people. It used to be where we could believe what we've seen in a video, but now that is not true. So you really have to do your due diligence and look up and research what you're going to talk about, who you're going to talk about, and what the facts actually are. And now let's not forget that that gets compounded by agencies or people that want us to believe things as fact, but are in fact still false. Now, in my podcast, I'm going to be quoting my grandmother a lot because she had a big influence on my life. And my grandmother used to tell me, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and walks like a duck, it's probably a fucking duck. Well, at least she didn't say the F word. I kind of added that for, a little pizzazz. So, if the Democrats say, oh, you know, the economy is not that bad, you're all doing great, yada, 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 blah, 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 and you, in fact, cannot afford a can of beans, well, then you know, obviously, that they're lying to you. If the Republicans say, oh, you know, things aren't that bad, they're going to get better, yada, 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 the GDP's up, you know, there's plenty of jobs, but then you're out of work and you can't find a job, well, then you know they're fucking lying. I do know this. I do know that none of them, maybe a select few, but none of them have your best interest at heart. They have what is going to line their pockets the best, how they're going to get the most votes to stay in power, because let's face it, the power that they seek is way more enticing than the dollar bills that they can line their pockets with. So, with that being said, let's kind of wrap it up here. First of all, dual citizenship, bad. Need to have the U.S.'s best interest at heart at all times. Whoever is in office must have loyalty to the United States of America first. Second, always fact check before you go on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media that you choose to post all your videos on, make sure you fact check. Three, never believe what a politician tells you. Look at everything in a whole for yourself, because if you don't, you will be misled. That's why they're politicians, to mislead you. Remember, votes mean power. Power means money. But power is what they're ultimately after. All right, guys. So this is the end of the first series of questions. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you want to listen to some more. And if you have any suggestions, you could email me at you can email me at digitalcollaborations@gmail.com. Or you can get a hold of me on TikTok under J.R. Buckle. You'll see me. I'm everywhere on there. By all means, offer suggestions, criticisms, anything I could do different. This is really my first officially podcast-length podcast. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you're all safe. I hope your families are safe. And remember to keep an open mind. Always research. And don't fall for none of the government's crap. Always look behind what's going on. The curtain.